and I shoot at you, shoot at you. Shoot it, and I shoot at you, I shoot at you. Shoot it, when I pull it, yeah, I got that loot. Threw it, all these scenes, they big and blue. Move it, I'ma shoot at you, shoot at you. Shoot it, I'ma do my luck, I do it smooth. Do it, fucking niggas, yeah, they really frauds. Prove it, it's a perfect day to be a boss. Do it,
like Nike, I do it. Yo, bitch, I'll be choosing. All my niggas getting my.
It's a perfect day to be a boss. Do it. Welcome back to another episode of the OTNT show. And I'm your boy, your host, OTNT. And as always, we toot turn. We turn and turn. I don't know the fucking vibes, dogs. But hell yeah, man. How's everyone doing today? I hope everybody's chilling. Everyone's feeling blessed up. You know what I'm saying? Feeling inspired and motivated to go chase their dreams, no matter what that may be. And I hope everyone's feeling okay today. Yes, sir. But no, yeah, man. In this episode, I'm just going to dive into a little bit why I feel like should elderly people be driving? You know what I'm saying? Why my reasons behind those? Why I agree or disagree? You know what I'm saying? And driving is coming crazy as fuck, if we're being honest, bro. Literally, driving is the most dangerous shit that the average human being will do ever in their lifetime. Like, that's fat. Because we're driving perfect, you know what I'm saying? Defensive driving, and not on your phone, you're buckled up, you're fucking tired. Everything's perfect, right? And you still die because you got killed by a distracted driver, a drunk driver, fucking weather, you know what I'm saying? Like, cars are literally flying, not flying up. Death traps on wheels. You know what I'm saying? Like, think about that shit. That shit is literally fucking crazy. And we do that shit every day to get to our destination. And a lot of people go without accidents, of course, but it's still, like, you know, it doesn't take away from how dangerous it is. Like, literally, you're more likely to die in a car crash than you are to die in an airplane. And you're probably like, what the fuck, OT? But isn't that a motherfucking goddamn fucking flying death trap as well? And OTNT will say to you this, hell yeah. Nah, I'm fucking with you. Nah, but real shit though, it's all a risk. It's crazy to think that we figured out the dynamics, aerodynamics, and fucking, you know what I'm saying, to make that shit happen. But the reason why it's less dangerous is because think about that shit. You fucking, it's not as much air traffic. You know what I'm saying? Like, they have all the air traffic on planes on a radar, and with thousands of fucking miles up in the fucking sky, or thousands of feet in the sky, and yeah, it's just a lot easier to avoid, even though we're going like fucking 600 miles per hour in the sky at a crazy velocity, you know? But literally, of the velocity of fucking, you know what I'm saying, the speed of going like 40 miles per hour can kill you, bro. You know what I'm saying? 30 miles per hour, depending on the circumstances, and if you have a seatbelt on, et cetera, and what so. Driving is dangerous as fuck. So all I'm thinking is saying, bro, you take the test when you're 16, and you, if I'm not mistaken, unless you get in trouble or, you know, lose your license or whatever, you don't have to ever, you know, drunk driving or whatever the case is, you don't have to ever fucking take your test again, right? You never have to get in the drive in front of an instructor and prove that you know how to control an automobile ever again after that. So, to me, we have these old people that be old as hell and just got away with motherfucking, you know, they've been cool drivers, but I don't know. All I know is that, and of course, dumb, I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh, old people cause every single fucking, elderly people cause every fucking accident on earth, and oh, then, no, of course not, bro. I'm not trying to be like ages or something. I'm just saying, I'll take that shit. I'm up for it too. When motherfuckers hit fucking 55, you know what I'm saying, 60, whatever the fucking age you are, you just, your reaction time is slower, you know what I'm saying, like, you just, oh, and that's okay, there's nothing, to me, I don't even call you experienced, wise, You know what I'm saying? Like, over the time, over the days, you know what I'm saying? You just lived a lot of life. And, like, that's what I was, like, think about how many miles we put on our feet. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why our bone and shit kind of becomes brittle as we get on, because literally, since you can walk when you're fucking 4, 3, 2, whatever, whenever the fuck you started walking. You know what I'm saying? Excuse me. You've been walking with the same damn bones and feet, 2 feet, hips, joints, all them shits. So that shit's wild to think about. So it's like we naturally deteriorate as time goes by. You know what I'm saying? One thing about life that's inevitable is death. You know what I'm saying? We're literally born to die. And I know it sounds fucked up, not to sound cynical and like dark, but it is a cold reality of this world, of this life. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, I believe in eternal life. You know what I'm saying? I honestly could see reincarnation in a sense too. Don't get me wrong, but that's not my idea. I do feel like there's an afterlife. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, dudes, like, since we're born, you know what I'm saying, our time is ticking. You know what I'm saying? And you never know when that's gonna be, man. And speaking of which, IP fucking Jetty Young, and that shit was crazy. Him and his dad got shot over this weekend. I think on Saturday, I believe, or something like that. And, or not Saturday, I'm tripping. Literally 2 days ago. Literally just died. I'm tripping. So what, I'm fucking Tuesday or something like that, Monday? But yeah, man. RIP. I'll never, like, you know what I'm saying, try to make fun or diminish someone's love for an artist or, you know, another human being and mock death, because we all got to go out at some time. Bro. We all going to kick the can. It's inevitable, you know? And, you know, you can't be putting that type of energy out there. But, yeah, my whole point is that we're getting older, we deteriorate. Time's reaction goes down, you know what I'm saying? Motherfucking physique, you know what I'm saying? Everything just, you know, it's kind of like shutting down for hibernation. You know what I'm saying? It's going into rest mode. I don't fucking know. But, yeah, I think there's nothing wrong with, like, you know, being like, okay, when you turn 50, every 5 years, just, no, nothing crazy. You just got to drive 4 or 5 miles. Just shows that you can drive, you know what I'm saying, for 20 minutes real quick. You know what I'm saying? Boom, okay, your reaction, you know what I'm saying? You got the right prescription on your glasses, whatever the case is, so you can see. You know what I'm saying? But there is a lot of times I'm driving, I look over, I'm like, this old motherfucker, why the fuck are they get off the road? And I do a pretty good job considering my road rage. I don't really be trying to road rage. I just be like, God bless you. God bless those dumbass driving skills. I'm playing. No, that's really kind of what it is, though. But I just, you know, I just like, God bless. Like, blessed up, man. You know, just keep pushing. Because I don't understand how the fuck people can be so. Like, you seen that episode of fucking South Park, bro, with Michael Jackson? That's ignorant. Ignorant. Don't be ignorant. Like, nigga, every time I fucking some shit is ignorant, that's like, I got to say that voice in my head. Like, no, don't do that. That's ignorant. But no, yeah, man. I just think that would not be a bad idea. I think it would save some lives. But yeah, I also will get into why they're even on the road. And you know what I'm saying? Because, like, they shouldn't be. Keyword, take that back. Not that they shouldn't be. I personally don't want to be at that age. I should be able to have a chauffeur, you know what I'm saying? Or not have to leave the house so frequently to the point where I have to have a car and a license and insurance and all this shit. And, you know, I'm going to get into about that a little bit later in this episode. That's how, like, the system makes it to where, like, oh, we're supposed to retire at 65, but that shit only lasts us for 5 years. We're not supposed to last us for 10 years. We got to go back to work because motherfucking these things, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, man, we're going to take a quick break, man. If you're out there staying sober, blessed up, man. Keep staying sober. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Don't let no one tell you otherwise. And if you got your drink, go pull up your drink. If you got your smoke, go light up your smoke. If you got some weed, go up your weed. Whatever the case is, and let's get the old TNT show on the road, man. We'll be right back. Dang. Thank you.
friends are dead, push me to the edge.
All my friends are dead, push me to the edge. All my friends are dead, push me to the edge. What? What the fuck is up, OTNT family? Nah, but for real though, what y'all saying, man? I don't know, what do y'all think? I want to hear y'all's opinion before I go in. But not for real, I appreciate the love. I appreciate y'all checking me out. Send this to a homie. You know what I'm saying? Send this shit to someone who listens to podcasts or who you think will enjoy this podcast. So let's get this shit growing, y'all. We got this shit, man. On the real though, I need to stay motivated. Be depressed, sad boy life. Got this shit. Nah, it's alright though. But look, me and this bitch right now, me and this bitch together, so let's keep vibing, man. Let's keep creating. Let's keep growing together, man. I can only grow as big as old TNT fam takes me. It's kind of my form of art, but you know what I'm saying? I'm a man of many hats, I like to think. I like to say. So, this is one of them. And of course, I appreciate if you guys could help me go down this vast, you know what I'm saying? But yeah. I don't know, in this aspect, what do y'all think? Because to me, I'm like, bro, look. Like I said, old people, like, they make me happy in my soul. You know what I'm saying? And what I mean by that is like, bro, like, damn, bro, you lived through all of this shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? To me, it's like the shit that I'm feeling, you know what I'm saying? The struggles, you know, the worries, the doubt. You know what I'm saying? You lived through that shit. And not only that, you also lived through some good shit, you know what I'm saying? You lived through some crazy adventures that, you know what I'm saying? And this and that. Osman, get down. Usman, get down. Hold on. Alright, dude. Cats are funny. All I do is stand up, stood up, and he's just like, oh, hell no. I think it's because I'll be cuddling the ass. All day. We didn't want your money. All day. Police looking for me cause I got the hood, huh?
They got blood on that money
and I still can. They got blood on that money and I still can. I can't help the way I'm raised up. And if a nigga try to give it up, I can't give it. When you bring a bunch, just came up to my house. Living to the house. And he just got out. But no, yeah, like I was saying, like, old people have great wisdom, you know what I'm saying? Crazy experience. You know? Like, to me, old people are valuable in the sense of being able to sit down and talk to us. Like, I mean, think about that shit, though. Let's put that in perspective for a second. Like, old people are some of the reason why stories are the stories we have. You know what I'm saying? Old people are some of the reasons why we do things certain ways. And maybe some of those things we stop doing. Not playing. Kind of, not really. We definitely should stop doing some of those things. But there's some things that we should keep doing. And that's what we do. You know what I'm saying? My point to even bring that up is to allude to the point that, like, old people carry shit on. You know what I'm saying? They carry the shit to pass it on to the children. Grandchildren, and then therefore the grandchildren and the children pass it on to their kids and so on and so forth. So I know the devil is real. I take a dose of the pills and I get high in the field. I'm in the Lord's field, that's what I'm gonna say. Future's hard. That's my God, bro. You're going crazy. Me and the money got married. This shit reminds me of fucking high school. This when this shit brought. It's on the whip it. If you don't know how to whip it. Yeah, fuck a witness. Oh, excuse me. Oh, man. My bad, y'all. I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna be yawning in your ears. But, yeah, man, like I said, good reason why. There's a good reason why for a lot of people. Grandma's good cookings on Sunday. You know what I'm saying? All that shit is a big shout out to grandmas. But what I'm talking about, this specific fucking topic, driving, bro. Driving a fucking automobile. Driving a vehicle. Driving what is essentially a deadly weapon. No, it is a deadly weapon. Like, essentially, it is. You kill somebody. These are literally fucking flying fucking death traps, bro. You know what I'm saying? So, and I still count. I can't give it. It was in the rappers. So, like, when I be like on the road, bro, and I'm like, what the fuck, bro? What is this driver doing? What is it like? Don't get me wrong, I'm not gonna sit here and be like, oh, it's always 110%, but I will say, bro, like a solid 60-65%. I be looking, I'm like, oh my god, never mind, I'm sorry. You probably dead ass can't even see me. No, I'm playing. But for real though, that's what I'm saying. It's like motherfuckers be driving, and I feel like they just shouldn't be driving no more, bro. And like, the reason why I feel like they're driving has to do with how society works. At least where I'm fucking, where I live, which is America. Fucking, alright, so look, to put it this way, bro. They set up, you know what I'm saying? Oh, do a job, you know, be loyal to the new companies, and you know what I'm saying? And I ain't knocking none of that shit, you know what I'm saying? That shit's cool. But I'm just trying to explain to you how I feel like the motherfucking Matrix is set up, you know, for this exact shit. That infuriates my motherfucking road rage. Like, but I'm pretty good. I don't have road rage on the road, though. But it does come out when I'm off the road because I'm like, oh my god. But sometimes it does come out on the road, too, because people are just stupid, bro. I'm trying to irritate them. It's like, bro, what the fuck? Especially, like, it's usually honestly when I have people in the car with me because I don't care. If it's just me, bro, I could die. I'm like, whatever. Like, I just run out and shit. You know what I'm saying? But other people in the car with me, I'm like, fuck, bro. Stop fuck with my friends. Better not fucking, what the fuck is wrong with you? You just crash into it. So I just turn up. I don't know. But, look, so. The reason why I think they even on the right, bro. Why do they have to consistently drive to work every day? Five times a week, at least. Because I'm like, bro, okay, like I was saying. It's set up to usually be a loyal employee. You can do this. You can, oh, you'll get a little, you'll get benefits and this and that. But then it's like, you know, you'll build your 401k. For an example, it's like, okay, you took 20 years to build up 10 years of retirement money, right? No matter how, whatever, do your company, whatever, right? So, boom, you can't even qualify to retire until you're a certain age. You know what I'm saying? It's going to come in as soon as 55, 60, you know what I'm saying? 65, whatever the fuck the case is. You retire, and this retirement money, you know what I'm saying, these checks are supposed to last you for, you know, at least a good chunk of, you know what I'm saying, I can't say rest of your life, you know, if you're a superhuman, you live to 100, I don't fucking know, but let's say you retire 65, it's just supposed to last you till your motherfucking, let's say, oh yeah, so 10 years, so much to stay in line with the analogy, or no, not the scenario I'm giving, it's supposed to last you till you're 75, right? And you're not working, you're not collecting time for anyone else, so you're still living the same life that you were essentially with the income, right? And usually the salary like might not even match the retirement money. And also maybe I'm just dumb as fuck, I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. And that's fine too, bro. I don't give a fuck. I'm playing, but I'm pretty sure, yeah, bro, because I'm like, Then they blow that bitch. Not blow, really. Like, it's a bad word. But, like, you know what I'm saying? They enjoy life. They travel. You know, they got grandkids. And, you know what I'm saying? Do this, birthday parties, all that other shit. You know what I'm saying? Paying their rent. You know what I'm saying? Bills, whatever still. You know what I'm saying? Do you know what I am saying? Butter's voice. So, the reason why I think that shit, you know what I'm saying, is a setup is because of that, bro. It's like, okay, so then, boom. Next thing you know, 4, 3, 5 years, you're like, God damn, I have no more money. Then you gotta go back to work. And I don't even like for the same company because shit, they might not even be in. They'd be like, you retired from them. I don't know how that shit works. You can come back. I don't know. Or it's like, even if you can come back, they probably have some, you know, younger, new employees or climbing. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what the case is. So I don't know, bro. You just see, like, when I be seeing elderly people at, like, King Supers and shit, bro. Or even, like, I don't know, just anywhere, bro. And this, again, it's, I'm not telling you not to work. I'm not saying they're incapable of working or that other people can't work or something like that. But I just feel like, me, myself, I don't want to be in a position where I have to work. You know what I'm saying? When I'm fucking, honestly, bro, dude, I was 13 years old when I said I wanted to make a million. By the time I was 30. You know what I'm saying? It's another episode we're talking about soon. Stay tuned. Is that like, no, it's called No Book of Sugar Until a Million. And I explained that shit because that's like, oh, that was another problem with myself. I can't do no crazy shit. You know what I'm saying? It might lead me down the wrong way. Till I at least make a. Excuse me. Excuse me. Unless I make a million. You know what I'm saying? So. All I'm saying is, they shouldn't even have to be at this Walmart cashier right now. Like, I appreciate them, and I'm not, again, you know what I'm saying? But it's also just science, bro, and it's facts, bro. As you get older, your body starts to deteriorate, bro. Your body starts to get weaker, you know what I'm saying? Your body, you're more brittle, and your bones are more brittle, you know what I'm saying? Your shit can break a lot easier, you know what I'm saying? Do you know what I am saying? I mean, I'm saying that shit. Y'all know what I mean. But that ass though, fucking. Because think about that shit. I wonder, like, I was just talking to someone, like, I wonder how many miles we put on their legs. I don't wonder what's the total amount of miles I've walked since I was able to walk. I just be wondering how much everyone's ever walked, so. You know what I'm saying? And then your bones and everybody using that to, you know what I'm saying, pick things up over and over and over and over again. I bet even like picking up a spoon, if you get the math of how much weight that is, calculate it into one weight over the life expectancy of the average American, I bet you that shit is some crazy ass weight. That's like a dinner tea, you know what I'm saying? That's a spoon. I bet you that shit is some crazy ass, like, it'd be equivalent to trying to curl a fucking, like, 500-pound fucking barbell. And you like, 500 is not bad. Yes, it the fuck it is, bro. It's a fucking a spoon. Think about your eat with a spoon, a metal spoon. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, so it's like, to me, I just don't feel like, why are they here? They should be enjoying life, bro. Like, if I can't be enjoying life at that age, bro, I will shoot myself in the face. I don't care. I'll go. I will bye-bye. Deuces. Because look, bro. Like, that's why they on the road, bro. And some of them literally can't even drive at night. You know what I'm saying? And, like, again, I'm not trying to, like, sound like ages to be like, oh, all people are rough. But like I said, bro, they're very important to society. I just feel like they got to be, show a different type of importance. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean, bro? Like, in my ass. It is also fucking 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm like a juggernaut, bro. I'm about to work on the gym. Come on, still trying to record. Still trying to keep you asking me. Like, I'll be tired. But no, yeah. Like, they played a part in society in very important different roles, bro. Like I said, wisdom past anything. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just like, bro. All I'm saying is, okay, look, boom. I think at 55 years old, you should have to take a driver's test every 5 years. Just 5 years, bro. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, if you crash and get into fractions, you know what I'm saying? They have to look at that. But, like, I'm saying, like, okay, 55, because I'm pretty sure you do not have to take the fucking test again ever. Ever. Because I saw I got my 21 driver's license. If I'm not mistaken, I might be wrong. Correct me if I'm wrong. Send me a voice message on Anchor or DM me and be like, oh, you stupid as hell. Nah, don't be mean, please. I'm playing. But, yeah. You know what I mean? So I'm like, bro, motherfuckers have not literally happened to, like, pass the driver's test since they got their driver's license, bro. Is that not a little crazy? Since 16 years old? I got my license when I was 18, but I don't think I've literally have not driven a car and then approved that I could still drive the car. I just, you know what I'm saying? Bro, COVID, I got my ID with the old picture I put on that bitch. Because they just was like, okay, and then they just sent that bitch over in the mail. It was in 2020. Alright. So I think that's a good ass chunk. Man, fuck it. Maybe we should even do it sooner, bro. 40-year-olds, bro. Or 45. Because even still, damn, bro, I'm not sure the engine light be coming on, dog. Bro, I'm only fucking young, bro. Not young, I'm grown, but 23 years old, bro. And my knees and my back be killing me. My knees, my back, my fucking body be feeling like, oh, man, that's why I be stretching. So I'll be in the gym somewhere so I can try to reverse the effects and not be dying when I get fucking like 35. 40, you know what I'm saying? But, like, that's what I'm saying. That's crazy to think that we not have to take, and maybe it's different state to state, but in Colorado, bro, I'm pretty sure you get your license, bro, and you have a license till you die, okay? But you know what I mean, dude? You know what I'm saying? Like, you have a license, that's it. You're not taking it, you're not there. So motherfuckers be horrible drivers, bro. As long as they're decently horrible drivers, it's okay. As long as, you don't get too many speeding tickets, you can get a few, you know what I'm saying? As long as you don't, but, it's just how it's set up, bro. So in Colorado, I don't know, bro, you might not be able to fucking drive for shit, bro. So. Imagine as you get older, you're losing vision, you know what I'm saying? Your alertness, your reaction time, all that shit is, nigga, what? Gonzo! So why the hell, y'all, you know what I'm saying? But I don't know, bro. Like I said, it's not like I'm like, it's the out of staters too. Take your asses back to Cali, fuck y'all. And where the Texas and New Mexico, no, I'm playing. But that doesn't. Traffic has been crazy since 2014, bro. And I didn't used to drive like that, bro. I used to be, I could kind of tell, and just like all the fucking construction to expand the streets and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? So, no, yeah, it's a fluster of fucking reasons why drivers can't fucking drive. But I'm just focusing on this one today. So, what do y'all think? I'm just like, I feel like that's fair, bro. Like elderly people should not be driving, bro. Elderly people should not be driving. Period. I even feel like elderly people should be getting like discount on Uber or something. So that encourages them to take the Uber. You know what I'm saying? So then that also helps prevent them from a lot of stress and, you know, or even fucking not have to crash into shit or whatever. And again, like I said, I ain't gonna pretend like there's fucking good drivers out there, 65, 70, 80. You know what I'm saying? Of course there are. You know what I'm saying? That's asinine to think otherwise. All I'm saying is that should we not have to prove it? That's it. That's it. If you listen to this, have you been killed? I mean, I'll be almost. Yeah, have you been killed? Just tell me off the top of your head, like in heaven, because you know what I'm saying? I meant to say, what's that? Have you ever gotten almost fucking killed by a motherfucking. Have you almost gotten killed by an old person or an elderly person? Are you looking like, what the fuck? Maybe not. But maybe I have. Also, I'm asking. Nah, but for real though, like I said, bro, it's no hate. All of the elderly people are full of wisdom. They're smart. You know what I'm saying? They live life. They actually have the best knowledge that a human being can have. That's experience. They say experience is the best teacher, so that's why I always be listening. Like, even my supervisor, you know what I'm saying? They're not that much older than me, but they're still older than me. I just listen to everybody because I'm like, everybody got something they can offer knowledge, or if I disagree, whatever, it's like, it's just nigga disagreement. Who cares? Like, you still want to eat blunt or not? Do you want to smoke or not? No, I'm playing. Kind of not really about to smoke right now. Should I hit the bomb? Hit the bomb. But, yeah, man. It's a negative thing, bro. I'm just like, bro, I'm doing it. I'm gonna eventually get there. I'll be down to prove my shit. If I don't have a fucking chauffeur body, I'm gonna be pissed as fuck. But if I have to drive, of course I'm down to prove that shit. You know what I'm saying? So hypocrisy is not my thing. But yeah, man, I don't know. What's y'all's opinion, man? Let me know in the comment. If you're listening, you know what I'm saying? Let me know what you think. Anyway. Trying to talk to all the people in the world. Y'all are beautiful. And yeah. Gotcha. Bruh. I'm a baby. I'm cupcakes, bitch. I'm gonna say it. It's on your mind. Don't say it. He ain't it. Oh, I'm dead. My fault, y'all. I got a hell of a shirt, dude. Nah, but for real. Old people are fucking dope. Shout out to old people. Some of them a little racy, though. You know what I'm saying? A little racist. But you know what I'm saying? Damn, son. The ones that aren't, I fuck with you. Don't fuck with the Karens, though. Unless you're a cool Karen. That's not a fucking Karen. I don't know what the male version is, but yeah. Nah, but for real though, it's a blessing always. Got blessed up today, won some money on my bed, so shout out God. Thank God for that shit. The universe, for sure. Man, if you're on this bitch, bro, you ain't subscribed yet. What the fuck, bro? I know you ain't only listen to one episode. Stop bullshitting. Go look at my other episode's titles. You know them shits is interesting. You know you want to spin that bitch. Stop bullshitting. But yeah, man, follow me on the socials, gang, OTNT99. We coming through the shit. What do you say? You know, business since the youngin'. Just in us, you ain't got no sense or something. Climbing bullets, click, clack, spinning on you. Got no sense or something? Nah, but for real though. Man, that's about it. That's all I got for y'all. Let me know what y'all think. Let's end this show, man. We love to turn up, man. Y'all turn the fuck up, man. I'm a buff, man. Fredo, man, this is my fucking shit, bro. Don't ask me where I am. I used to listen to shit almost 13 years ago. I'll check it, bro. Gang shit, look.
Be a buzz. Do it.
Shoot it. I make a sound, they move. Bulletproof. My cherry red, the coupe.
Let's go.
Free Taliban. Free Salo June. He cold in December. Might come out the roof. Hey, we was cooking up like we was selling food. Hey, drop a nigga's top like he took off his toothpaste. Yeah, she give me top, but I know she was too faint. If you wanna see the top, make sure you keep your tool lane.
Let's go. Shoot it, and I shoot it, true, I shoot it, you. Shoot it, when I pull it, yeah, I got that loot. Do it, all these scenes, they big and honest blue. Move it, I'ma shoot it, you. Shoot it,